Retirement's given him the chance to take a step back and take a look at the world. Here to give you his take, here's Paul Joseph.
My best friend has one. I've got three. Anybody who is anybody has one. They're just so doggone cute, and each one is so different from the next. They are granddaughters. I see that the Queen reportedly met for the first time the other day her newest great-granddaughter, Lilibet Diana, named after both the Queen and Prince Harry's mother, Diana. Upon seeing her for the first time, I'm sure the Queen responded the same as I did, meeting one of these sweet bundles for the first time. My buddy Dave, the Florida rocket scientist who graduated magna cum laude, looks so funny on Facebook talking baby talk to Emmy, his new granddaughter. It's probably no secret that I'm writing about granddaughters following Father's Day. I got a shout-out over the weekend from my granddaughters, and obviously by their mothers. I'm forever grateful to them also for this act of love. But granddaughters are just so doggone sweet. My one and only daughter is sweet, and I'm guessing she was every bit as sweet then as these granddaughters are now. But I'm afraid that was a long time ago for this old man. These sweethearts don't come around as often as I'd like, but I enjoy spending the time I can with them. When I close my eyes, I see them. The problem is that when I open my eyes, I miss them. Magnolia, the oldest, is the diligent one. Things need to be a certain way. She's courteous and proper, always thinking of others, quiet and sweet, and always smiling. She received a yarn kit for Christmas and immediately made a purse for my elderly mother so that Mom has a place to keep and carry her cell phone. The act of presenting the gift to Mom was priceless. Magnolia's sister, Poppy, is tender-hearted, contemplative, and speaks so deliberately after giving things such thought. She asks serious questions, seriously. The song that she made up for her dad is called I Love You So Much, and it's on a social media loop that plays over and over, and then in your head, over and over. She kind of twirls her body as she sings, I love you so much, I love you so much, I love you so much, I love you so much. It's just cute. Then there's Jetty Jane, named after her great-grandmother Jetty Maine. My heart leaps with joy when she says, Happy Father's Day. That was my wish in a video that I play for friends and to myself when I need a little pick-me-up. Then she says she'll see me in a minute. But then everything to Jetty is in a minute. In this case, it means soon, probably 2 or 3 weeks. But it could mean in a minute, too. Jetty played T-ball this year, but found it difficult to hit the ball off the tee. Her daddy said, just keep your eye on the ball when you swing, Jetty. She responded, I can't keep my eye on the ball, Daddy, because I'm thinking too hard about mermaids. Granddaughters just have the ability to melt your heart, don't they? Granddaughters are uniquely talented in that they remind us of the innocence of childhood. They are precious gifts and never-ending sources of joy. A granddaughter manages to be so many things all at once, intelligent, strong, beautiful, kind, and sassy. But the thing I cherish most is how loving they are, filling life with smiles and laughter and giggles and shrieks as they run through my house at Christmas. A Welsh proverb has it that perfect love sometimes doesn't come until the first granddaughter. And an Irish blessing says, if daughters are the rainbow of life, then surely granddaughters are the pot of gold. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.
My take with Paul Joseph on 96.5 KECO.